Well, it happened yesterday. You see, there were clashes in a village called Dwekwe, 500 kilometers of Abidjan. And of course, we wanted to go there for a recce, but also to assess the situation on the ground to see how we can best assist the population there. So as we were landing, we were shot at. The helicopter was shot at by armed people on the ground belonging to the Republican forces, which used to be called Force Nouvelle, former rebel troops. So we landed safely. Fortunately, we landed safely, and that's why we condemn this act, which is a war crime according to the international convention. And we called on the relevant authorities to take all measures to identify the authors of this attack and also make sure it's not they are brought to justice so that they can be held accountable for their act.
Amadou, some people are suggesting in Ivory Coast that the Force Nouvelle support Alassane Ouattara's government. So which proper authority should address this concern?
Well, they have a hierarchy. They have a military hierarchy. They have a political hierarchy. So they are all relevant authorities. So they know who can give orders to do something or to stop something. So the relevant authorities are authorities of Republican forces, and also the political authorities are getting support from the Republican forces.
There were also suggestions that the UN has been seen to aid some of these rebels who are seeking to overthrow or force President Gbagbo to step down. Does this incident undermine that claim?
Well, anyway, it's a groundless accusation. We are completely impartial, literally speaking. We don't support any Ivorian military group here. We never did it. We'll never do it. We are perfectly impartial. That has to be made very, very clear.
Will the UN aid investigations to find out those who shot at the plane and be brought to justice? How far is the UN willing to go to bring to justice those who fired at its aircraft?
As far as possible. It's not the UN that should bring them to justice, but the authorities they depend on. They have commanders, they have political leaders, so it's up to them to take action. And we will follow it, of course.
Well, since the UN recognizes President Ouattara as the legitimate president, will you, make complaints to his administration about this incident?
Well, recognizing a government and being shot at by military groups are different things. We recognize Ouattara because he won the election. He's the internationally recognized president. He's legitimate. He's a president for us. But that has nothing to do with people acting wrongly or attacking the UN staff, equipment, or assets. It's a different ballgame.
Well,
it has nothing to do with the recognition of Ouattara's legitimacy.
Well, I guess you didn't. My question wasn't clear enough. My question is, since he is the president of Ivory Coast, did you launch an official complaint to his administration to address this concern?
Not really. We talked to the chief of general staff, the Republican forces. So since it was a military thing, we tried to address it militarily. Our commander talked to the chief of general staff of Republican forces. We will see how to follow it up.
So what would be your message to these ongoing violent clashes between these two rival groups?
Well, the message is to have a very, very rapid solution to the political impasse, because it has been going on for, let's say, almost 4 months now, and the population has been paying a very, very heavy tribute to this. Our population are suffering. It's necessary to put an end to their suffering by finding a very, very rapid solution.
So what process should the rapid solution take to be implemented?
Well, the rapid solution is to recognize the will of the people, as expressed on 28th November. The rapid solution is also to abide by all international resolutions, recommendations, namely the recommendation by African Union panel to have the legitimate president recognized here at home, but also him also establishing a government of national union.